This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios, live from Radio Row in New Orleans, you're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys live in New Orleans, brought to you by Stella Artois and the Low T Center. Coming up at 3:20, Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for The Athletic. We'll do a deep dive on Kansas City. Here's Woolchuck and Shia Follow with our next guest.
G-Bag Nation Radio Row here in New Orleans, and this is a special opportunity here as we're kind of nosebleed seats take over the G-Bag Nation here. It's Zach Woolchuck, Eric Chiafalo, along with Clint Sterner, Sports Radio 610 in Houston, the same station that our old radio partner, Reginald Atitula, now is
That's working, right.
Now, I got to say, Clint, you are a former Arkansas Razorback, Dallas Cowboy, phenomenal radio host. But apparently the chef skills that you have,
ooh,
I've been seeing all over Reg's Instagram so far. You're getting up in the morning cooking for all the boys?
Well, chef is a pretty strong title right there. Truth of the matter is, man, I got a one-year-old and a three-year-old at the house. I do evening radio. So the only time I get with my wife and my two kids is breakfast.
Yeah.
So breakfast is my thing.
Okay.
And I've got the cheese and eggs and the right spices in there along with the bacon. You got to put it in there about 20 minutes, guys, 400, about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Slightly burnt. That's don't
nice.
Overdo it.
Nice. Good crunch.
And make sure you got a good avocado in there.
Love it.
No brown spots. Get the seed out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get the stem out, right? I got all that stuff down. So I thought, hey, I'm 47 now. It's about time I pull a little bit of my own weight here when I go on a boys' trip and we got 10 guys in a house. I feel like I ought to do a little bit of cooking somewhere along the way.
No, you're right, and I hope my wife's not listening because I got a one-year-old now at home too, baby girl, and she's going to say, hey, you should do the same thing in the morning. So
there
go ahead
you go.
And take care of us. I probably should. I probably should make strides in that area.
Hey, well, call me, man. I can help you in that department for sure.
One-year-old and three-year-old at 47.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, I held out as long as I could, boys.
That's that low-T center stamina,
Yeah, low-T center means a little more to you, boy.
Yeah.
Low-T means a little more to you, boy, right here. Yeah, man. Look, I ran the streets, as many folks in Dallas know. I ran the streets, had a great time for a little bit longer than most. It took me a little longer to grow up and get responsible and get a real job. But boy, I found the right one, man, and it was easy to say, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I knew, hey, she was young enough to where it was like, it's time to have some kids.
Right. Let's go.
And here we go. Got two baby girls, both of them baby girls, man. So I absolutely love it, man.
Hey, he's got the baby girl. I got three baby girls.
Come on,
you got
man.
Two. So
all girl dads.
We're doing
right.
it,
hey,
man.
We're going to keep the world going, boys. There ain't no doubt about that.
We're in this thing together.
So we do want to talk some Houston Texans with you,
yeah.
But I do want to revisit your time with the Dallas Cowboys. We are the home of Dallas Cowboys football, and you were with, it certainly was a challenging time then. Brian Broaddus was one of the scouts. He's on
absolutely.
Our show with us, and he doesn't speak great about that. He's like, man, we effed up so many damn things.
Sure.
It was insane. But what stands out to you when you think back about your time with the Cowboys?
Well, first of all, I appreciate Broaddus making those mistakes. And the organization making the mistakes because it ended up with me being there and getting a shot. let's be honest. Look, I was with the program, with the organization in some very, very dysfunctional years, some down years. We were 5-11 all 3 years. But lucky for me, you know, I caught the tail end of some Hall of Fame careers, with Larry Allen and Emmitt Smith And obviously Troy Aikman. I mean, I shared a quarterback room with Troy Aikman and Randall Cunningham at one point, and then little old me. I don't know what. Tell me who didn't belong, right, boys?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look, man, it was a dream come true for me to get the opportunity to play. I think one really good thing about my experience there, and I joke about, you know, socially, you know, some of the streets I ran and the hunting that I did in the city of Dallas. But the reality of it is I never took it too serious, right? I mean, I knew that I was on borrowed time. You know, I knew I was renting that locker. I wasn't going to be the next guy that was going to play for 20 years and was never going to be taken real serious in terms of getting the opportunity. And so I was able to soak it all up and, again, probably too much soak it all up, but enjoy it. Man, it was a great place to play. I could only imagine what the years are like when, you know, nowadays they're winning 11 or 12 games, mm-hmm. or back in the day when Emmitt and them boys were winning Super Bowls. I could only imagine how the city treated, you know, those players at that point in time, because we were 5-11 and they treated us like kings, man. So it was a hell of a time, there's no doubt.
Man, you mentioned Larry Allen.
Yep.
Is it true about the snuff he used to keep in his sock or whatever?
For whatever reason, Larry Allen was one of those guys that didn't talk to many people, but he took to me. I don't know why. I don't know why, but he took to me. He would actually talk to me. And I mean, we'd go to lunch during training camp, right? And it was one of those. It was a quiet lunch. He paid about a $1,300 tab at the Palm one day and sent it. Me and him.
Really?
Yeah, Louis the 14th, Louis the 18th, whatever the drink is. You know, he'd have two shots of those. It's 14, right? He'd have two shots of those, and I thought, well, one's for me. He said, no, one for him and another one for his cigar. I said, okay, well, I'll just take a steak then. But, yeah, for whatever reason, L.A. took to me and liked me and kind of kept me around. I could tell some other stories maybe off the air. But one of the best ones is I'm walking out of the facility one time. This is before the star, obviously, but I'm walking out of the facility one time, and Larry always parked his car underneath the pavilion right there by the walkway, which everybody else parked in the parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so he would park his car there. We had a Ferrari, and I said, that's L.A., as you know. And I walk by, and I look over, and I'm like, man, the passenger seat is nasty, man. What the hell is that? You know, so I'm going around there looking at him. I'm like, man, what the hell is that? I said, L.A. He said, yeah. I said, man, what in the hell is in the passenger seat of that Ferrari you got out there? He said, oh, I don't have a spit cup. I just spit in the passenger seat floor.
Oh, no, swear to God.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Oh, my gosh, Larry.
A Ferrari. I mean, at that time, $250,000 car, I'm thinking, you got to be kidding
That's
me.
Zero F's given.
That's it.
And I respect that. How is a quarterback room with Troy Aikman? Because we've seen clips where he will just rip people to shreds.
Yeah, look, Troy was really good to me personally, even better than I thought he was at the time. I mean, he was in a rough patch at the end of his career. Things weren't going right, and he wasn't the happiest of individuals. I don't think him and Randall saw eye to eye a lot of the time, to be honest with you. Randall took to me in that quarterback room because, you know, Troy had obviously Wade Wilson, and Troy had some other guys that were there that he had been with forever. Dale Hellestray, the mm-hmm. deep snapper, and some of those guys. Bill Bates was on the coaching staff. And so, you know, Randall kind of took to me, which kind of split the room a little bit. But Troy was awfully quiet to himself. Looking back on it, obviously, I understand now, like, hey, man, he was in a spot where he was trying to see if he could get one more good Super Bowl run, and it wasn't going Joey Galloway to replace mm-hmm. Michael Irvin, and Emmitt's hanging on for dear life trying to get that record kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work out. So Troy wasn't the happiest of all. But I tell you, one of the cool things about Troy was two things. One, my rookie year, he didn't make me the rookie hazing thing, right? Hazing wasn't much of a thing with us anyway. But then it was one of those, hey, we're gonna go to dinner and you're gonna pick up the tab. Well, Troy was like, hey, man, you're obviously a rookie. I'm gonna pick this tab up. And then when I made the team, Troy gave me all his suits, all his old suits, and his hand-me-downs. So I had Aikman suits, and he was picking up dinner tabs, baby. I was rocking and rolling.
You're hanging out with Larry Allen.
Emmitt and Darren Woodson were really, really good to me, man. And so it was pretty cool, man. But then Troy, when I got cut in Dallas, I just thought I was done. You know, like I said, I'm renting time in the league. I was never somebody thought I was going to be there.
Self-aware.
Forever. Yeah, well, I like to think so, right? Yeah. I don't know if it's a good idea for my career or not, but I was. But anyway, when I got cut, the Dolphins called me and picked me up. And so I get out there, and it was back when Greasy stubbed his toe supposedly on a curb or on a step or something, which I don't know what happened. Maybe there's some booze involved somewhere. But nonetheless, I get there, and they're like, hey, man, you know why you're on our radar and why we brought you in? I said, no. He said, Troy Aikman picked the phone up and called Norv Turner and told Norv, hey, man, look, I don't know what you're looking for, but if you're looking for a third-string guy that knows the terminology, knows the offense, can get you in and out of a huddle, Troy told us, you know, he vouched for you.
Man.
And I thought, boy, I thought a lot of people in that room would vouch for me in terms from a player perspective.
Yeah.
Troy would have been the last, right? To think that was behind.
That speaks to you, though, and your character. And
Well, it was. It meant a lot. Now I didn't stick in Miami. It did get me a trip to NFL Europe. Another trip to NFL Europe, though.
There you
go, baby. Got me 2+ months in Amsterdam, which I don't know.
Hey, I've heard good things.
Hey, I bet the hunt was real out there.
It wasn't hard. It wasn't hard.
The hunt. Low T Center. Big shout
That's
out
right.
again.
That's right, baby.
Clint Sterner, unbelievable, with us here on the Fan, former Cowboys quarterback, Houston radio host. When you look back at your career professionally, you're talking about these times with Troy Aikman, these moments with Larry Allen.
Yeah.
Do you look back at those professional years as the most fun of the years in the NFL? What do you?
Yeah, definitely the most fun of the years in the NFL, because it was when I was actually with a team. You know, I bounced around the Dolphins for 2 years, but it was more practice squad. And other than being Junior Seau took to me there. I don't know why, but you know, God bless his soul. Junior was a dude that, I mean, you know, going to back in the day, the MTV Music Awards, mm-hmm. and at noon, he's like, "Hey, Clint, man, you want to roll with me to MTV?" Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Junior, let's ride. So I get in a limo with a few of us, and we head to the MTV Music Awards, end up hanging out with Rodman and stuff like that. Like, so those were really cool. But the Dallas years, being a Texas kid, dad was a big Cowboy fan. I was obviously aware of the success that Emmitt and Troy and company had. And so that was no doubt the highlight in terms of looking back on my career. But one part you guys will appreciate is it's going to be hard for me from a quality of life, being single, mm-hmm. you know, in your mid to late 20s. It's hard to beat the Desperado years. You know, I spent a year with the Dallas Desperados after I got cut for the last time in Miami. I came back and Jerry signed me to the Desperados. Will McClay was the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it was really cool because they just gave me number 12 when I got there. And I was like, why do I have number 12? Come to find out, Jerry and him had ordered a bunch of Staubach numbers, essentially. You know, all the emblems, everything mimicked the Cowboys, mm-hmm. the star and, you know, this. Well, so he gives me 12, so you get a white jersey with 12 on the chest. Well, they're trying to empty the basement of all the Staubach number jerseys, right?
No doubt.
Any way that they can. Well, then Jerry takes me and puts me on the side of the bus, all the city buses, billboards. And so
– superstar.
Hey, Chief, I'm working from 8 to noon. I'm in Primo's by about 1. Right? I mean, damn near every day. I mean, I catch the tail end of happy hour, the tail end of lunch, and the beginning of happy hour every day. And I was on the back of bus. Everybody thought I had billions of dollars. And I was like, damn. Yeah, I mean, this is good. This is good life right
That's
here.
Every,
half the town still looked at me and was like, oh, that old boy played for the Cowboys. Well, not quite anymore, but I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Hey, that's back in the candle room. All the listeners out there. Candle room days, Primo's. I tell you, still, Javier's, my number one favorite restaurant in the world, man. Everybody I put on Javier's in Dallas. Rhett Lashley, the head coach at SMU
right now. Great guy.
Ask him, hey, how'd you find out about Javier's? He's going to tell you. But I sent him there, and I called my boy Manny and Eddie and them boys at Javier's. I said, hey, man, Rhett's going to come in there. This was before SMU blew up.
Yeah.
I said, Rhett's going to come in there, man, take care of you. Rhett's sending me pictures in there up with my guys, man.
That's awesome.
Tell you, man, Dallas is a great city. But those years playing arena ball in Dallas, and I played 2 years in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
right? And
That's a fun time.
And that was Nashville before – it went nuts, right? I mean, it was when Broadway, only one side of it was developed with bars. The other side was condemned buildings and people trying to put condos and stuff over there before it turned into, you know, a two-sided street.
Yeah.
And so it was nasty. I mean, Nashville was – I mean, I'm a beer drinking country music listening to, you know, hunting son of a gun, boy, especially back in them days. And so, we had a good time, man. So I would probably say – from a football perspective, it's hard to beat, you know, Emmitt and Darren Woodson and Rocket Ishmael, Joey Galloway, Larry Allen. It's hard to beat that, but boy, I had some pretty damn good years in that arena league too, man.
So what's going on with Houston? The CJ Stroud, Bobby Slowick dynamic.
Yeah.
Like what fell apart there?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was a guy that I'm a film guy, right? I don't get into the advanced stats and the analytics, all this kind of stuff. I try to stay away from that and try to just watch the film and say, what am I seeing? And for me, there was a real resistance to change, right? I mean, we're not 8 or 9 weeks into the season and in year two, and Bobby Slowick's still trying to sell to all of us that, hey, you know, it's a new year. Every year's a new year. We got new personnel. We don't really know what our identity is going to be. We're still trying to figure that out, and you know, this kind of deal. And meanwhile, CJ's the most pressured quarterback in the league,
right?
And it's just basic, you know, tackle DN twists that are beating guys that you're paying $10 million, guys that you drafted in the first round. You know, guys that are making $22 million and got a C on their chest and are viewed as the best, you know, pass-blocking tackles in the game, right? And you're just thinking, something's not right here. So I didn't know exactly what or why, but I knew it was going to be strange just because when there's not change, right, it's one thing to change and the change not work, but it's another thing to just, for 8 or 9 weeks, you're going, these guys just have to execute. we're close. These guys, hey, man, you're doing the same stuff over and over again and getting your ass whooped. You know, we got to adjust here. Mm-hmm. And it was a lack of that. Now that Bobby's gone, you know how the game works. Bobby leaves and people start talking. And now apparently there was a rift between C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick from the jump, something back at the combine, which I don't know if – I think that's probably being embellished a little bit, but I do think there's some truth to it, mm-hmm. which is – to any level, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think in that building there was a rift between those two. And you know when the going's good and everybody's up for, you know, rookie of the year, you're leading the league in yards per game passing, you're leading the league in touchdown-interception ratio, everything's gravy. But when that adversity hits – is when all of a sudden you start having problems. And I don't think they handle adversity very well on the offensive side of the football. And again, that falls at the feet of Bobby Slowick. I believe I'm the one that says it falls at the feet of C.J. Stroud as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of those guys got – at some point, C.J. Stroud's got to take the team over like mm-hmm. all the greats do. So, yeah, it's a hard one to put your finger on because they were so – like they had the tight end, Dalton Schultz, is as soft as I've ever seen.
We know that firsthand.
Well, it's not even just like – hey, he's just not a physical dude. Like there is a disinterest in you know delivering any kind of blow whatsoever.
He doesn't want to block. Yeah,
but it's beyond. Don't
it's
want
embarrassing.
To. Yes. I don't know how they watch film and go, hey, we're gonna run this guy back out there next week. Like I don't know how you watch film and do that, right? But it wasn't just Dalton. You got receivers that are running. We got dig routes mm-hmm. with cut splits running the same depth together. You know, you got receiver issues. You got tight end issues. You got the quarterbacks, you know, regressing and
no accountability.
None. There's no dog in them. You know, there's no. You know, I said it before. Like the offensive lineman that I played with, go back to Larry Allen. Like if even the years we went in five games. If we couldn't run the football, Emmitt Smith and Larry Allen were irate. Mm. Like, they didn't sleep at night. They were, and we went in five games. Now you can argue Emmitt's chasing the record, so there's a little bit more to it there. But, you know, these guys that can't run the football, no big deal, man. We just take the week off because my thumb's injured, you know. Mm. You can't pass protect your quarterback. You don't even turn around and help him up. You know, you just keep on moving on. So it's you know you could from the outside looking in, you're looking at like something's not right. This isn't winning football. Mm-hmm. Very talented. They did a great job with the roster. They're gonna win 9 or 10 again this year, playing a poor division. So they're gonna be back in the playoffs. But as you know in Dallas, you can win 10 to 12 games. And when you get in the playoffs, if you can't manage the clock down the stretch when you get a 30-yard gain, mm-hmm. right, get the ball spotted and clock it, right, that's gonna get you beat. Right, you're not going to have sustained success when those things are happening, and that's just a small example that happened in Dallas. It happens everywhere. It's just you got when you're up against Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, and they're working on a fourth quarter. We got one play from the 10 to win the game. What are we going to do? And they've got three to pick from. They're trying to perfect it. Right, situational football to the nines, mm-hmm. and we're over here going, hey, how do we protect the quarterback? Right, you're not going to win.
No,
you're not
it's elementary.
Win. It's it. You're not going to win, and so that's where the Texans are right now. They're going to consistently win 9 or 10, maybe 11 games. They're going to play on the road in the playoffs, and in the AFC, you got to go through some absolute monsters, players and coaches. And until they get those little things right, man, they're going to have a hard time winning.
Okay, Clint Sterner with us here on the Fan. I know we got to get you out of here. Were you a Blue 42 guy, Cadence?
I was a White 80.
White 80.
Okay, I love it.
White 80. Wide 80. Hut, hut. My cadence was strong.
Damn,
back
that was
in the
a good
day,
hard
boy.
Count.
Cadence, bro.
My cadence was strong.
The inflection
back in the
on my hut.
White 17. White 17 was another one.
White 17. Okay.
Yep. It was. I was a white or black guy. There was no. Some guys would try to use purple and all that kind of stuff. You obviously couldn't use red and green because they're typically hot and go numbers. So colors. Okay. But yeah, I was a white 80, black 80. White 17, those were my color number combos right there.
Okay, you get to pick one coach for the biggest game. You get Steve Spagnuolo or you get Dick Fangio. Who's your choice?
Spagnuolo, without a doubt.
Let's go. I love it.
Without a doubt.
Clint Sterner, ladies and gentlemen.
Brother. Thank you so much. Shout out to Low T Center as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Low T Center, baby.
Let's go.
Fighting Father Time. Come on now. Know your number,
your
fellas.
T-levels. Your T-levels ain't in question.
Your T-levels are right, baby.
Let's go.
Come on. I got some dads. Bring them dads home. Come on.
There he is. Clint Sterner
Thanks, Clint.
Us here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, homie.
All right, boys. Y'all be good.
There they are, Wolchuk and Gia, followed with Clint Sterner. That was outstanding. Nico Harrison has hired full-time security, by the way. Probably the right move at a time like this. Game tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for The Athletic next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Yeah, Nico Harrison will not be in his normal seats tonight. Beefed up security protests planned before the game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Okay, wow. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for the Athletic. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214-817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. This is perfect, Nate, because I'm trying to decide how I'm going to bet this game on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the only thing I've been able to observe this week is the Chiefs seem kind of laid back. And I'm wondering,
yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Normal.
Okay.
It's nuts. Like it shouldn't feel that way to you, right? But that's the reality. Like Andy Reid's very specific about, like, it's gonna be a slow build. Like, you know, we've been to the Super Bowl. Like, hey DeAndre Hopkins, chill. Like just chill.
This is your first time.
Everything's fine.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah, everything's fine, man. Just chill. We'll have a great little team dinner on Friday, Saturday, and then, you know, and then we'll play the game. Like, he tries to keep it as normal as possible, and you're like, it's the Super Bowl. But they've been here so much that he's got all the leaders to agree and to fall under that sort of, like, philosophy right now. It's so different from, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl in 2019, their first time with Patrick. And I just remember just, like, how wide-eyed everybody was, because it's like, you've been dreaming your whole life for this moment. And now they treat it like week 14.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's nuts.
Our guy Brian Broaddus worked with Andy Reid with the Eagles, right?
Well,
and the Packers?
Green Bay.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was with Andy. We were right out of the jump. Andy and I were neighbors in Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to ask you this question about Andy, is that do they have an advantage as him being the offensive coordinator or with Steve Spagnuolo being defensive coordinator? Where is their advantage that they have in this game?
In this game, I'm really tempted to say Steve Spagnuolo. Yeah. As crazy as that is, because, I mean, I just wrote about this in The Athletic. Mm-hmm. They have won 9 straight postseason games. Ridiculous.
Sure.
In all 9. And I was thinking about, like, there's got to be something more to this. Mm-hmm. And there is. You can go to any game in those 9, second half. There's something that Steve Spagnuolo does that gives the Chiefs an advantage.
Sure.
And in postseason games where it's one game scores, and, I mean, you got Chris Jones and you're blitzing Trent McDuffie, and Justin Reed's an amazing sort of can-do-everything safety. Like, they just don't give up the big play, and I think a lot of that is because once Spags figures out some schematical advantage, he's going to pressure you. He's going to exploit it. He's going to make Josh Allen freak out with the season on the line. I mean, I thought Jalen Hurts played really well 2 years ago. So you could say, well, Nate, because he's been in the Super Bowl before, because he's seen the Chiefs before, he understands Spagnuolo's going to blitz. Well, maybe that's not as big of an advantage. They've beaten Josh Allen 4 straight times in the playoffs.
Sure.
Like, it's just, like,
MVP Josh Allen.
Yeah. And even though Josh didn't turn the ball over, they still made him frantic at times. Sure. They still made him a little bit erratic. You know, he can't even go through his reads, you know, on that 4th-and-5 blitz. So I think Steve Spagnuolo has given Andy Reid an even bigger advantage, if that makes sense, because as he told us, I don't have to go – it's like having 2 head coaches, essentially.
Right.
Like, I don't have to go and be like, what are we doing on this 3rd
right.
and whatever?
Yeah,
or, hey,
right.
what are you thinking about from this, like – standpoint. It's just like he can just manage the game, the challenges, the, you know, okay, how do we want to use timeouts, what are the analytics people saying, you know, to me in the headset. And then it's like, oh, he wants to just blitz his what he wants yeah. to blitz his best corner. All right, let's see it. Like, all right, okay, like, yeah. sure. So I think the Chiefs could have a better defensive performance than people realize if they tackle Saquon Barkley.
Sure.
If you tackle Saquon Barkley and you get to 3rd-and-7, the advantage kind of goes back to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that's a tough ask, but I think that's what all the players know. Like, man, if we can just get to 3rd and 4th down, we feel like we can. Our coaches can out-scheme
sure.
Kellen Moore.
Sure.
What about the history and the track record and the matchup of now it's Andy Reid and Mahomes mm-hmm. versus Dick Fangio and that Eagles defense that is just phenomenal?
Now, one could argue that Vic Fangio has a perfectly good defense and probably better than any defense he's had when playing Patrick Mahomes. He's never lost to a Vic Fangio defense.
Mahomes hasn't.
Never lost.
Carves him up.
7-0. And it's not, and it's not close.
Uh-oh. Wow,
it's
Dawson's
not.
Dawson's just now betting here.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah, it's
you.
I mean, look it up. I mean, now last year was a little bit different because he was with Miami. They
sure.
were injured, mm-hmm. injury prone,
getting frostbite.
Yes.
At Arrowhead.
Oh my God, what a day. We should never play football in those temperatures. But
did you cover that game shirtless
just to
fit in with the?
I bundled up. Yeah. I've never been more proud to own snow boots with no snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So Vic Fangio goes, well, why don't I do something different? You know, because he's beating me every time now, or we haven't created enough turnovers. Let's just blitz the living daylights out of this man. Let's try to speed him up. He just checked it down, just made calls, just carved him up. And it's just like, so I don't know what Vic Fangio can do other than his players just being incredible. whether that's Jalen Carter. I love the two rookies in the you know back end between Mitchell and Cooper Kupp. Like, it's an amazing roster that they put together. You know, can they tackle? Can they cover Travis Kelce? I think those are the things that I'm concerned with. And if Mahomes uses his legs, I mean, how do you account for all of this? And then, oh, by the way, he's running for another first down. It drives people wild. And so, you want another stat that
yes.
I think Vic Fangio should be very aware of?
Yes.
Not that he has any control over it. 8-0 in domes.
Oh.
Patrick Mahomes is 8-0 in domes. He has gone to Vegas every year since that stadium was erected.
Yep. He owns it.
And has never lost. And that obviously includes last year's Super Bowl. So he's 8-0 in a dome. I remember in 2019, the Lions were not good. But, of course, they, like, got up for playing the Chiefs.
Oh, I remember that game.
And it was just like, hey, man, we need to go, like, 80 yards with, like, 2 minutes left. And it's, and I mean, the place is loud. It's jumping. Yeah, he just went right down the field, scored a touchdown. You're just like.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It is.
When you had to be negative about this team.
Yes.
How rare is it? I mean, is it and do people ever on the side of it saying you're too much maybe a homer? And I'm not saying you're a homer.
No.
But I'm saying you cover a team that
it's
has been
so
elite.
Good.
Yes.
It's like, so good.
Yes.
If you say something negative, do Kansas City fans push back on you?
No. I mean,
or they want the honest.
Yes.
Hey, they can't do this.
I mean,
they can't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we are from the Show Me State. You know, yeah. I'm from Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, I've grown up watching this team all my life.
Right.
I'm very aware of the fact that, like, and we were talking about this after. Before coming on, like, they've had great draft classes.
Sure,
they really have.
They're still bust. Yeah. They're still bust kind of sprinkled in there, but that's every team, and you try to acknowledge.
By the way, that GM doesn't get enough credit. Everybody talks about Howie.
Yes.
Veach does a really good job with you guys.
Yeah. You know, I wrote a column in October saying, help this man. help him. Because Patrick, I think, at the time had, like, 8 or 9 interceptions and, like, 6 touchdowns. But that's because Rashee Rice was hurt, and Hollywood Brown got hurt, and Juju Smith-Schuster got hurt. And I said, like, they have to trade for somebody. Now, I made other suggestions. They got DeAndre Hopkins. But you can see where the issues are in the season. The brilliance of the coaching staff, though, is that, as you said, the general manager finds something to help you with.
He works really well with Andy. Andy loves him, by the way.
Yes. Hey, I think we should. Anybody could have had Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Now it wouldn't have gone as well, maybe.
Right.
But Kareem has been extremely motivated to do good on this second opportunity with Andy, the team that drafted him. So you have the general manager that is willing to go out and solve problems in the middle of the season, and then it's the brilliance of the coaching staff to be like, okay, we've tried that for 2 months, no more. Okay. Ooh, that's interesting. Like, we should try that. Like, they didn't run RPOs for, like, half the season.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Hollywood Brown comes back, they're like, oh, yeah, we should just do RPOs because it's A, not on film, and B, now we have the receivers to do it, and this Xavier Worthy kid who's really, really fast, we should use him
he's emerging.
RPO action.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's
just like – so, again, they solve problems. It's hard to explain to people that because everybody in Kansas City – in November was like, oh, no, we've lost to the Bills.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no,
yeah.
We're going to lose the one seed. Oh, no. And I was like – we've seen this every year. Like, it's okay.
You can't judge them in the regular season.
Yeah, it's very hard.
They're doing all this winning, but they're not doing it the way that you imagine.
They're
a dominant team.
They're winning by one score.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this: do you get a really good feel for your team in the preseason, the way that Andy plays them in games and stuff? Because when Dallas, we never have a feel
of what the team is.
What the team is.
That is a great point. Because Andy, unlike most coaches in the league now, plays his starters through, like, the first half.
Yeah.
In the second preseason game.
Sure.
And the question is, Andy, why are you doing that? Because guys could get hurt. You know, that's the
shot.
Sean McVay's like, I don't want anybody hurt.
Oh, no.
And Andy's like, Nate, how do you get good at football?
Yeah.
You play football.
Yeah.
So if you haven't played football
in
6-7 months, how are you going to get good at it?
Right.
You got to play. And it's a way for him to engage the players that are starters to the guys in reserve. Like, you're going to see how we operate.
Mm-hmm.
if you're a rookie, let's say you're a rookie DB, we're gonna play the starters for the majority of the first quarter, the first preseason game, and then you're gonna see everybody for the majority of the first half. Then they become your assistant coaches.
Right.
Because they're still in uniform. They just played. They were just out there.
Right.
And now it's going to create communication and chemistry and, like, hey, at some point, Justin Reed might get hurt. And guess what? Here comes Jaden Hicks, a rookie. And you went through what it's like to see your teammate play. And then if you happen to go in, it doesn't necessarily feel as unusual or as uncomfortable as it could be because we shouldn't play anybody in the preseason. Right.
Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for The Athletic. Do you have time?
Yeah.
A couple more minutes?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
What's Travis Kelce have at this point? Do you think he's going to retire?
Okay. This man cannot retire. Can he not? Not right now. Just give me like 5 months, okay? Because obviously I've written what feels like a book. Mm. People have asked me, is he going to retire after the game? And I was like, I don't need that stress in my life.
Please don't. Please.
I don't need to write more things on Super Bowl Sunday. So I think if they win on Sunday, you got to really look him in his eye and say, it's not going to get better than this.
Yeah.
It will only get worse.
Sure.
He's somehow, and he's a great route runner, he's very durable. I think that's something that people don't totally acknowledge a lot. His body is held up incredibly well. Mm-hmm. And you're 35. Yeah. And it's not like you're going to get faster. Yeah. So he's maximizing what he has right now with the brilliance in his mind of like, hey, I know exactly what the quarterback wants, you know, based on this coverage, based on this scramble drill, based on what we're supposed to do in the red zone. Clark Hunt told me on Monday night, and this is what happened with Jason Kelce, we're going to give you about a month, regardless of what happens on Sunday. So if the Chiefs win and he has some, you know, great game, great performance, you ready to settle down with her and start a family?
Yeah.
You get a month to, like, figure that out because – you know, it'll be March, and then it'll be free agency, and we need to figure out what the roster's going to be. So it's going to be compelling, but I would love for him to retire on, like, March 10th. Don't do it on February 10th, please.
Yeah, I could see that, Nate. I mean, this has been an absolute grind of a week, grind of a season. I did end up going money line on the Chiefs, by the way.
Oh, smart man.
Good call. If they win, I'll send you the best brisket sandwich you've ever had.
I cannot wait to be in Dallas next year. We were talking. Jerry World is the last stadium I will have gone to or completed.
List. You're going to love it. What we need to do, though, is open the roof after you gave us that
please,
stat.
Please.
Yeah.
I mean.
Not that that will matter.
Now, 2022 season, my friend, the Houston Texans opened up the
roof. Opened the roof, yeah.
Ooh, guess what? They lost.
They lost.
They lost to the Indianapolis Colts.
All right.
So Jerry,
we need the roof open
So on Pro Reference, you know, on Pro Football Reference, it says, hey, there was a sky.
Sunday, The Athletic debuts their new game, Connections. There's a sports edition here, right?
Yes. It's going to be so much fun because of the jargon that we all talk in sports, of the examples we have of how, you know, certain things connect to life and pop culture. If you like playing any of the New York Times game, the quiz, obviously, the word cross, I love Wordle specifically. They had me do an ad 2 years ago, and I was like, this is silly. But yeah, I've been a guinea pig for it. I've played it. It's a lot of fun. Get addicted now. Get addicted on Sunday. There's going to be so much time for us, and I always have to remember this, like, you know how excited we are when you wake up and it's Super Bowl Sunday? And I especially remember this as a kid during those 90 Cowboys. I'm like, man, like, what's Michael Irvin going to do today? What, Dad? It starts at 6 p.m.? It's such a long time. Like, you know, the run-up, you know, that day, it takes a while. So, yeah, give a little bit of a couple minutes. It's free. Give a couple minutes to play Sports Connections because I imagine there will be some Super Bowl themes.
There we go.
For you to play on.
Nate Taylor of The Athletic. Fantastic report, man.
Thank you.
Congrats on your success.
Appreciate it.
Everybody follow him on X and read his stuff on The Athletic. Nate Taylor here with you on The Fan. Krusty's Corner coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
I got some questions about this trip for my guys. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. Nick Chubb, David Njoku going to answer the Dick Fangio question coming up at 4 o'clock with the Nosebleed Boys. Here's Krusty's Corner with Brian.
Yeah, we got to hurry up and get to that. So I got a couple questions for you guys about this trip. Eric, I'll start with you on this one.
All right.
Better the short walk to Radio Row each day or the short flight home?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What, that's a brain
thinking cap on.
Woo. Yeah, this is that's a tough question. They are both of the utmost importance. I guess I will, as miserable as it is to be on a crappy long flight, it's still more of a Band-Aid ripper when you consider the fact that it's just one or two coming here and leaving. All week being able to just walk here and get in the mix, I think, is a home run.
I love having the short flight home, but I will say the convenience factor here, just going back and forth during the week, I'll take that. I think that's why this has probably been my favorite Radio Row trip so far.
The short walk is clutch for me because of my hip and my knee and my ankle, but I'm going with the flight, dude. That was freaking amazing.
Yeah, what,
especially
about
how empty it was.
Hour 10 yes. on that whole thing?
It is a breeze.
Yeah. Okay. How about this one, Wooly? Something you heard about New Orleans that you wanted to do, but you just didn't get it done.
Oof. There was some, like, Acme Oyster House didn't hit up. Several, the Drago's Oyster Bar. Like, I definitely wanted to do some raw oysters, but we couldn't end up doing that with the Parasite deal. So we did the oysters Rockefeller. So I think going ham on the oysters. And Café du Monde never went.
Yeah,
all of the above for me as well. And then I didn't get a chance to actually get on bourbon at any point. Last night we were in a pretty good area at Antoine's. It was a pretty fun party vibe, though, just like out on the streets. It felt like if I didn't know any better. It felt like it was bourbon, you know?
Yeah.
But I never actually got a chance to get over there, and I'm kicking myself for that.
Dawson,
I wanted a good gumbo, Brian.
Yeah.
You know that? And
I'll tell you what, though. I think gumbo here may be a little too salty. You know,
yeah.
Might have been something where you got, I don't know, man, I've had this before, and it's... Sometimes the gumbo, you have to go to places that you really like, these screen door places, but there's sometimes they will oversalt it
really
for tourists because they worry about it.
I
mean, you could have some times where it's not, you know, not the best that way, but I see what you're doing there. Okay, Dawson.
Yeah.
Favorite guest you got to visit with this week?
Sammy Kadira. You know, sorry if I nerded out on it too hard.
No, you did a great job handling the questions.
You know, legend. Used to play with him in FIFA. Sometimes I'd sub him out because I need more firepower.
Kadira!
I still love him.
Yep.
Yeah, my soccer cousin was just, like, blowing me up. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Right?
He was there. Like, he was not expecting that, being at the Super Bowl or whatever. But, yeah, he was super fired up about that. Best guest of the – give me Lorenzo Neal.
Oh, yeah.
Lorenzo Neal was my favorite. I feel like we all became pretty good friends right there. And I was not expecting all of that personality.
A lot of personality.
Yeah, he was fired up. Started doing push-ups. It was definitely
And Kyle's both, but Kyle Van Noy yesterday.
Van Noy's got a good personality.
That's a guy who does podcasts and stuff. And, like, yeah, he was a lot of fun.
Called you out on the Fangio.
The only one. The only one to really, like, acknowledge. Everybody just wants to just... throw in Vic a million times into their response.
What'd you say?
But he was the only one to call me out for it. So shout out to Van Noy.
It's Vic Fangio.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
We'll see how Nick Chubb and David Njoku handle that question and others with the Nosebleed Boys up on that bounty stage next in the nation.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. I'm gonna wait.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.